Transportation worries and harvest. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. With farmers here in Tennessee and nationwide preparing to begin corn and soybean harvest, there are many concerns over transportation issues. Jonna Miller explains.
Hauling the nation's harvest to market has difficulties beyond the jump in diesel prices. Infrastructure log jams have become a big hurdle, too.
We're looking at the potential for the second largest corn crop in history and about the fourth largest soybean crop. So obviously there's concerns. Where are we going to be able to put this? Are we going to be able to get it to the markets?
American Farm Bureau economist Terry Francel says inadequate storage space, two fuel rail cars, and old-fashioned locks and dams all add to a significant problem.
A lot of our highways, bridges, roads are somewhere in the area of 40, 50, 60 years or older. And these things simply wear out over time. And so you have to allocate the money to upgrade those. And when there's budget deficits, it's always difficult to do this. But the longer it gets postponed, the more expensive it's going to be to fix it.
Congress has approved renovations for locks and dams along the Mississippi River, which carries the majority of the nation's agricultural exports. But they haven't approved funding for the project, which is estimated to cost more than $2 billion over 20 years.
Hopefully, the legislatures, both at the federal level and the state level, will see fit to put more funds into this, but it's an issue that it's going to grow.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And while Hurricane Gustav didn't have the impact of Hurricane Katrina 3 years ago, you may recall all of the barge problems on the Mississippi River. And Francel says infrastructure problems could lower the value of crops by as much as 1 to 2%. He says if you have a corn crop at 12 billion bushels, that's worth a little over $5 a bushel, you're talking about $60 billion. And so 1 or 2% of that, you're getting up close to $1 billion in losses. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.